I'm not going to preach tonight. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a story we've heard hundreds of times before. It's a story that the enemy would like to blot out and make us forget. It was the fullness of time. And that which had been promised all those many, many years ago was about to happen. There was a girl, a young girl. She'd been engaged to a fine man, a teenager. We don't know what she was doing on that day. She may have been embroidering her wedding garment, waiting for Joseph to come and get her. They'd already been betrothed and had the cup of covenant and promised each other that they would be true. She may have been going about her chores, we don't know. But all of a sudden, an angel appeared. An archangel appeared. A big angel appeared and said to her, "Hail you who are full of grace. The Lord is with you. Women everywhere are going to want what you are going to get." She was frightened, confused, troubled. It says in the word that she went over and over and over in her head saying, "Who is this? And what kind of a greeting is this for me, a young girl?" And he went on to say, "The Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you, and you're going to become pregnant and be the mother of the Son of God." She was a teenage girl, a virgin. She had questions. I would have questions. "Lord, what's going on here? Am I losing my mind? Is there really an angel in this room with me saying that I'm going to become pregnant and that God is the Father? I don't understand. I really don't understand, Lord." And she voiced it to the angel and said, "How is this possible? I'm a virgin. I've never known a man. I'm engaged to Joseph. I've remained pure." And he said, "Don't you know, with God, anything is possible." I don't know how long it took her to respond to that. Because to respond to that, she must have had to consider a few things. Number one, if you were unwed and pregnant, you could be stoned, dragged out into the middle of the village, murdered before your parents and everyone you knew. Then there was her parents. How does any girl ever approach their parents with this news, much less God is the Father? And Joseph. Joseph. How am I going to tell him? And I don't know what else may have gone through her head, but before much longer, she said, "Yes. Be it unto me according to your will. I don't know what that must have felt like, but she said no to her fear, no to her questions, no to her confusion, no to what might be down the road, and yes to God. And we know something wonderful happened. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her. I can't even imagine what that must have been like. And Mary changed. We know that that yes meant that the Spirit of God would now dwell within her. The Holy Spirit had come upon people before, but never remained. The Spirit would come and go, but never stayed to bring new life. She was the first, because she said yes. And we know that she no longer was the shy and timid girl, because when she went to visit Elizabeth, her cousin, and John the Baptist leapt in her womb, and she said, "Oh, highly favored are you." And Mary said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." God, her Savior, in her belly. The one she was going to deliver, as the song says, would one day deliver her. And if you read that, what is called the Magnificat, she prophesies about who he will be and what he will do and speak to the generations. And she no longer was that frightened girl. She was bold because she knew who Jesus was. And she said yes. And then there was Joseph. He was excited. He was home building a house, a wing for his bride, working day and night, I'm sure, counting down the days. "Mary, she's so beautiful. I just can't wait. I'm so excited about what my life is going to be." Oh, and here she comes. That's unusual for her to come and visit me that way. I wonder what's going on. And she tells him, "Joseph, I have something to tell you. I'm pregnant." I can't even imagine what he must have thought. He probably said, "Who? Tell me who. Right now, tell me who did this to you. Were you abused? Were you raped? Tell me who did this. I want to know. Who did this to you?" "No, Joseph, I wasn't abused. I wasn't raped." "Well, who? The only thing I know for sure is it's not me." "The Holy Spirit has come upon me." "Oh, right." "Come on, Mary. You're not the girl I thought you were. You're not the bride I thought I was getting. Who are you? I can't even talk about, just go home. I can't even talk to you about this right now. Guys, you know how you get." He's pacing. "Oh, just let me get my hands on whoever did this. God, I can't even believe that. I don't know who she's trying to put one over on. I am mad. I could take her right out and have her stoned. Maybe that's what I should do. But I love her. I love her." I'll just send her away. What are my friends going to say? What about my reputation? Because, you know, everybody is going to assume it's me. But it's not me. I'll just send her away. That's the best thing to do. That may have been when Mary went to visit Elizabeth. I don't know how long Joseph wrestled, stewed, paced around, cried out to God. I don't know, doesn't say. But he had a dream one night, and an angel came to him, said, "Joseph, she's telling you the truth. It's the Holy Spirit came upon her." Joseph woke up from that dream. I'm sure he didn't understand it. Would you? Really? Honestly, would you understand it? The guys are still going to talk. We're going to walk down the street and there'll be a little of this and a little of this. But Joseph said yes. Yes, Lord. I don't understand it, but I love this girl. And I love you. And I'm going to say yes. In that dream, the angel told him what this boy's name was to be. And on the eighth day, when Joseph and Mary took Jesus to be dedicated in the temple, it was the Father who named him. Joseph said yes, and he was the first one to speak his name. Jesus. His name is Jesus. There were shepherds. The shepherds were the low man on the totem pole. They smelled like sheep. They weren't very tidy. They didn't go to the best restaurants, that's for sure. They weren't allowed to have any voice in government ever. They couldn't even testify in court. People kind of walked a wide berth. They're uneducated, poor men. Taking care of sheep, a job that needed to be done, but they were nothing special. They'd not been to school. They didn't drive a Cadillac. And they were just doing their job, hanging out on the hillside, taking turns, doing shifts, watching the sheep all night. They never left them. And all of a sudden, this angel pops up again, busy guy that he's been. And it says that the glory of the Lord shone upon them, and that flashes and lightning accompanied it. Let me tell you exactly. "Behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them." It makes me think of Mount Sinai. Rumblings and grumblings and lightning and flashes and noise and light and all kinds of things going on. And it says they were terribly afraid. I think that's an understatement. It's like, oh my gosh, what in the world is happening here? We've never seen the sky look like this before. And the angel announces to them, "Guess what? I have got great news. The best news. The best news you're ever going to hear. Jesus has been born. The Messiah has come. And I'm telling you guys first." These guys, who weren't thought highly of, were the first to hear the news. And they had judgments to live down. They had labels about who they were and what they were worth and what they ever could accomplish and what they ever could do. And I'm sure some of that came to mind, like, who are we? All our lives, we've heard who we're not. And these angels are coming, and not only one. It says, suddenly there appeared with the angel an army of the troops of heaven, a heavenly knighthood, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased. And they'd been given a sign. You're going to find him in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And the angels disappeared. And the shepherds said, yes, I believe that. And God believes in me that I'm going to carry this message. And so they rushed there and they found Jesus. And then it says they ran out and told everyone. Finally, they were testifying. They had overcome the limitations that had been put on them by society and the judgments of others. And they had a testimony. And they were going to tell it. And they said, yes, God, we're going to step out of who everybody else has said that we are, and we're going to tell it and testify. The Messiah is here. Glory to God in the highest. There were wise men. Some call them kings, magi's. In contrast to the shepherds, they were very educated and very learned and had great understanding of the signs and the times, and they'd been studying. And they noticed that something different was happening in the heavens. And when they finally went to Herod, they said to him, we've seen his star rising. These weren't Hebrew people. They were kings from the east, maybe Muslims. They lived in the Orient. They were astrologers studying the stars. But God gave them a sign. And they may have traveled 2 years. We know that because Herod killed all the babies 2 and under. They made it their life's work to find this baby. And they went to Herod and they said, "Who? Where is he? The king of the Jews. These eastern people are saying, where's the king of the Jews?" And Herod, who was a Jew, said, I don't know. So he sent for his wise men, and they said, Bethlehem. And off they went. And Herod had said, come back and tell me where this baby is so I can go and worship him too. But they said no to that. It says they had a divine message come to them. Maybe our friend Gabriel again, we don't know. Who said, don't go back. Don't give honor to this king. But what they did do, it says, as soon as they saw the child with his mother, they fell down on their knees and worshiped him. Whatever they had been in the east, now they were a worshiper of the King of Kings. In the Lord of Lords. And they financed the trip to Egypt by giving the gifts that they gave. They said, yes, God, we're going to follow you. We're going to worship this king. We're not going to give honor to someone with a false title. We're going to worship the real king. There was another yes that had to happen. That one didn't happen here on earth. That yes happened in heaven, outside of time, before the foundation of the earth, before man ever existed. God had us in his heart already. And he knew we were going to need help. He knew that the best of our intentions here was never going to work. And so way back, outside of time, the triune God said to one another, yes. Yes. Father God said, I will speak just as I did, just as I will to create the world. And in that fullness of time, I will speak. And my word will become a man. The word of God said, I'm going to take off my deity and set it aside. And I'm going to put on the flesh of fallen man. And I'm going to leave heaven in my intimate face-to-face relationship in the Godhead to a fallen earth. Yes, I will come to the earth and I'll come as a baby.
Captives free, bringing them back to gift to all mankind. Jesus was the baby. He is the Savior, set apart before all time to bring new life to all mankind. Jesus was that baby. He is the Savior. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him from Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus Christ our
Father, this Christmas, we're going to say no to fear and confusion, and yes to you, Lord, that there may be a new indwelling of your presence within us. We're going to say no to our judgments and our misunderstandings, and say yes to speaking the name of Jesus out loud wherever we go. We're going to say no to the labels that have been put upon us and the feelings of low self-esteem. And we're going to have a testimony, Lord. And we're going to shout it abroad to whoever will hear. We're going to say no to our fear of man and what he can do to us. And we're going to worship the King of Kings. Lord, we say yes to you. We say yes this day, Lord. Be it unto us according to your will, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Fill us and flood us anew, O God. To you be all the glory. Amen. Merry Christmas. And as Elle would say, we love you.